However, we got to share an incredible Torah from the Gemara of Shemesh. The Hil Gemara of Shemesh. The Schus, my wife's family, comes from his sister. So Pasuk says, when giving us the brachos in the sixth parasha, Baruch atah be'ir, Baruch atah b'sadeh. You'll be blessed in your city, you'll be blessed in the field. So he has a kasha, says as follows. Going out to the field is your job. So most people, I'll just explain, most people, they start their day and they go to their job, then they finish their job and come home and spend the night at home, and that's when they're with the mishpacha. A lot of children wake up, they never see their fathers in the morning. At least it used to be that day back in the day. Way back in the day, things have changed a little bit. Definitely through Corona. So he says the order should be reversed. It should be Baruch Atah Basodeh, and then Baruch Atah Be'ir. Because first you go out to the Sodeh, and then you come back to the city, to your house, and you spend time with your family, and that's where the bracha should be. That's his question. So he says there's little many, many drushes on this pasuk. In fact, the Gemara's talk about Gemara, but Masil, Avkav Zayin, and Darshan's this in a lot of different ways. He shares a very deep Torah here. You ready? Alpika Bala, when it comes to din, to judgment, there are 280 dinim. It's called paradinim. I'm sure some of us have heard this before. Paradinim. Where does that come from? Comes from the Oisios Soifios, the Endon letters, or the Soifios letters, right? Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Chof. Menatzpach, right? Man's back, right? Menatzpach. So Menatzpach are the end letters. The end letters represent din in a certain sense. They represent judgment, because they come at the end. We want there always to be rachman. The closest to the Rabban Hashem is the Aleph at the beginning. The end letters, which come all the way to the end, even after the Tuf in a certain sense, even though we like to say them at the beginning, but they really come all the way at the end, and they come at the end of the word, it represents din. And if you add up the gematria of mem, nun, tzadi, pei, chof, you add up all those letters, it's 280. So you see this paradinim. There's a concept in Kabbalah of paradinim. We obviously want to get rid of paradinim. So Mar Vashem says so beautifully. It says, ear is gematria 280. Ear is gematria 280. And we want to be nepach all that. We want to turn around all that, especially this time of the year. Baruch atah be'ir. You want to get rid of the ear? Baruch atah. You have to do baruch. What does baruch mean? Baruch is make a bracha, like we spoke about in the longer shir. We could go into that. You could say that, but he says it a little differently. This is baruch, and it's true when we make a bracha, every bracha we make. Baruch is a representation of kneeling. Baruch is the knees. Berkayim. Because when you make a bracha, you're supposed to kneel to Hashem and say, I'm indebted to you, the Rabban Shalom. Baruch atah. The more we feel indebted to Hashem, the more we recognize I'm kneeling to Hashem, the more we recognize I'm nothing and everything is from Hashem. With baruch atah, with that, you'll be zoicha to be nepach and bring bracha to ear, be'ir, and the nepach all of the paradinim. What do we want to be nepach to? To rachamim, to mercy. Rachamim, we know, is shem yudke vavke. How many different ways could shem yudke vavke be interchanged? Say, rufei shem havaya. There are 12, right? Those are the 12 months, right? The 12 months of the year are connected to 12 different ways that the shem havaya could be intermingled. If those of us who daven Nesuch Sfard know what I'm talking about from the Musaf davening, when we have every month is connected another Tzeir of Hashem Avaya. So it could be Yud Kei Vav Kei, it could be Yud Vav Hei Hei, it could be Hei Hei Vav Yud. There are 12 different ways to rearrange those letters representing the Rachamim of the world. What's 12 times 26? What's Gematria of 12 times 26? 312. 312 is gematria basada. No, because basada is 300 with the coil. Thank you, with the coil. In my coil. He says in my coil. 312. So baruch atah be'ir, this Baruch Shemesh says, through this bracha, through kneeling to Hashem, through recognizing that everything is from Hashem, baruch atah be'ir, you'll be nepach all year, all the paradinim. And then baruch atah basada, you'll be zoichet all the bracha of all the racham v'Hashem. Bez Hashem is going to come upon us this Rosh Hashanah. Bez Hashem is Baruch. And that's why the Marvashem is explaining that's the order. First you have to be Nepach, all of the Din, and then get to the Basadim, which will be Zoicha this year, Bekarov B'Yameinu, through our Tfilas, through our Tshuvas, through our Maisim, to Baruch HaTabi'ir, and Baruch HaTabasada. The hail of a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabb